G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. We're about to jump into the first round of finals for the year, but first we've been having a bit of a chat about last week, mate. Not a bad week for the boys.
Certainly not a bad week for you. A lazy sixth flight. Managed to fall ass over head into a profit, but I think you might have my $50 this year. Things have gotten a little out of hand in the competition between the two of us. That game losing streak for me probably, in combination with the six-game winning streak for you, has probably ended proceedings. But finals footy, four great games this week. Really good matchups. Few quite good value betting options too, so let's get stuck in.
Beautiful.
Friday night, we're at the MCG for Hawthorn and Geelong. Hawks laying about two goals or just over. Total points line, high 170s.
Look, cracking game of football, as have been the last dozen or so between those two sides. They always bring their A game. The most recent head-to-head lot's been made of, how much or how little either side was actually putting into that performance. So probably can't read a great deal into their last start. But a few real key matchups in this one for mine. Lake on Hawkins is obviously a big one. Tomahawk's been in some good form. I think he bagged 7 last week. So he's obviously the key go-to guy. I think he's just on purely on forward 50 entries to a key target. He is head and shoulders the most kick to forward in the competition. So if the Hawks can do a job on him, and if Gibbo can get in there and help out a little bit as well, I think that'll go a long way to cutting down their options. And the Cats are going to have to kick a lot of goals through their midfield this week, I think. Taylor and Roughhead at the other end of the ground is probably pivotal, but the Hawks have got a few more scoring options, so probably not as much riding on the outcome of that one. Stevie J will play this week, but don't think he'll be 100%, so they'll probably try and isolate him deep in the forward line, where his smarts could cause a few headaches. All in all, very interesting game, but I see the Hawks just a bit too strong in this one, and I'm actually going to take a bet, the Hawks to win by 1-39 at $2.30.
I'm with the Cats, pardon me, with the Cats plus and the over here. Cats won 12 of the last 14, but again, as I said a couple of weeks ago when these two sides played, 10 of the last 14 margins have been single digits. 2 and a bit goals is just a huge line either way in that regard. I mean, these are almost the games where you bet the either side under 15.5 sort of option.
Yep.
Essentially getting one half of that if you can get plus 13.5. The other thing, 9 of the last 14 between these sides have totaled 179 or above. High skill sides, play uncontested footy, both get plenty of it into their forward 50, both take plenty of marks in their forward 50. Hawthorn's conversion's been terrific this year, Geelong's not so much. If they kick straight, both sides have got a trend to the over at night, trend to the over at the G. High 170s, I'm pretty happy to play that. I think this line should be more like 185, and I'm happy to take both the Cats plus and the over.
Good stuff.
Saturday afternoon, we're out at Homebush in Western Sydney, ANZ Stadium for Sydney and Frio. Swans laying about 2 goals, total points line around the 160 mark.
Yeah, probably not a great deal to get excited about in the line on this one. Swans favourites and deserve to be. Fremantle have got a real edge in the ruck division with Sanderlands just pouncing all comers at the moment, and if he can give his big body midfielders in Fife and Mundy and those guys first crack at it, then they could just get through the midfield of the Swans, who, yes, tackle hard, but aren't always necessarily as accountable as a good midfield should be. They really miss Craig Bird in that really negating midfield role, so there's an opportunity there for Fremantle, but I think probably the only bet in this game for mine is the over. Fremantle have shown that without their key defenders, they've tried to embrace a more expansive style of football. Obviously been one of the best defensive sides we've seen over a few year period, but with those key posts out, they've really tried to expand their scoring opportunities, rely more on kicking a score rather than stopping a score. So that could be in play, but look, you just don't know with these two sides, with, you know, the way that they could look to lock it down. The Roos legacy of playing Muppet football is still prevalent in both teams, so probably stick away from this one this week.
Yeah, I ended up with no bet as well. Was pushing towards the over. Both sides got a trend. Well, Sydney have got a trend to the over pretty clearly and a pretty strong under trend Twilight Night. Freo about 50-50 in the day, which is as strong an over trend as you're ever going to get with Ross Lyon.
Yep.
The one thing against them, been plenty of rain in Sydney the last couple of weeks. Bureau still expecting a little bit more, and ANZ is just a dog shit ground. With any sort of rain on it, I can't be enthused about this line. If it was at the SCG and it was dry, I reckon you could take the over up to about 175. But ANZ with the threat of rain, even at 160, I think there's enough there to sit this one out. Saturday night, we're at the MCG for North Melbourne and Essendon. North laying about a goal, total points line high 160s.
Sorry, where's it play?
The MCG.
Yeah, of course, it's finals time. look, another really good game. Essendon obviously pants North Melbourne round one this year, but both sides have come a long way since then. Neither side's playing finals football last year for a variety of reasons, we'll say. So both will be very keen to get out there and crack into it and try and give their supporters something to cheer about. For mine, North Melbourne are probably the stronger unit across the park, particularly with Carlisle out. I think Essendon may struggle to play the longer ball into their forward line successfully, and they'll have to rely more on hit-up style football. So with that in mind, I think North Melbourne probably a bit too good. And just to kick in it, I think I'm going to take the minus, but also expecting there to be a few goals scored at either end, so I'm going to take on the 170 as well.
Both of these sides are amongst the most enigmatic in the competition. Only Richmond's a chance to be argued as a more enigmatic side of those in the top eight. Extremely easy laydown for me. Go Dons.
Yeah, good on you.
Sunday afternoon, we're at Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Richmond. The Power laying about 2.5 goals, total points line around the mid-170 mark.
Again, not too enthusiastic on the line this week. I think they've got that one about right. Port Adelaide should be about 2.5 to 3 goal favourites. But I think this one's going to be a shootout. We've got two hard-running sides, both have got plenty of firepower, and both will back themselves to outpoint the other side. Dustin Martin has been a real weapon for the Tigers up forward late in games. But I think Jack Trengrove is actually a really good matchup for him. He's tall, he's strong, and he's fit. He's got a bit of mongrel in him as well. There's one thing for sure, it's going to be loud there. As much as I'd love to be there, my eardrums aren't too concerned about not being there. Lots of points in this game. Happy to take on the mid-170s line.
Yep, agreed. Both teams really strong trends to the under in Twilight Night games, but doesn't break the same way for the day. Port, slight trend to the over. Richmond, slight trend to the under. But on a mid-170s line, on a fast track, dry weather, last three between these sides, two of them have broken 210 and the other one was high 180s. You're getting a bit of a spoil here with a mid-170s line. I think it's at least 10 short of where it needs to be. Very happy to play the over.
Beautiful.
So that leaves me with three this week. I've got Cats at the plus, the over in the Hawks-Cats game, and the over in the Power Tigers game.
I managed to find four, mate. Hawks 1-39, North at the minus.
Hope you lose.
And the overs in that same game, thanks very much. And then the overs in the Port Adelaide-Richmond game.
Alrighty, good luck and good punting, folks.